Ikigai, the art of staying young while growing old. What is your reason for being? According to the Japanese, everyone has an ikigai, what a French philosopher might call a raison d'être. Some people have found their ikigai while others are still looking, though they carry it within them. Our ikigai is hidden deep inside each of us, and finding it requires a patient search. According to those born on Okinawa, the island with the most centenarians in the world, our ikigai is the reason we get up in the morning. Whatever you do, don't retire. Having a clear, defined ikigai brings satisfaction, happiness, and meaning to our lives. The purpose of this book is to help you find yourself and to share insights from the Japanese philosophy on the lasting health of body, mind, and spirit. One surprising thing you notice living in Japan is how active people remain after they retire. In fact, many Japanese people never really retire. They keep doing what they love as for long as their health allows. There is, in fact, no word in Japanese that means retire in the sense of leaving the workforce for good, as in English. According to Dan Woodturner, a National Geographic reporter who knows the country well, having a purpose in life is so important in Japanese culture that our idea of retirement simply doesn't exist there. The island of almost eternal youth. Certain longevity studies suggest that a strong sense of community and a clearly defined ikigai are just as important as the famously healthful Japanese diet, perhaps even more so. Recent medical studies of centenarians from Okinawa and other so-called blue zones, the geographic regions where people live longest, provide a number of interesting facts about these extraordinary human beings. Not only do they live much longer than the rest of the world's population, they also suffer from fewer chronic illnesses such as cancer and heart disease. Inflammatory disorders are also less common. Many of these centenarians enjoy enviable levels of vitality and health that would be unthinkable for the people of advanced age elsewhere. Their blood test reveals fewer free radicals as a result of drinking tea and eating until their stomach are only 80% full. Women experience more moderate symptoms during menopause, and both men and women maintain higher level of sexual hormones until much later in life. The rate of dementia is well below the global average. Though we will consider each of these findings over the course of book, research clearly indicates that Okinawans focus on ikigai gives a sense of purpose to each and every day and plays an important role in their health and longevity. The five blue zones. Okinawa holds first place among the world's blue zones. In Okinawa, women in particular live longer and have fewer diseases than else in the world. Five reasons identified and analyzed by Dan Woodturner in his book, The Blue Zones, are Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Loma Linda, California, the Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica, Icaria, Greece, Okinawa, Japan. The locals eat a diet rich in vegetables and tofu, typically served on small plates. In addition to their philosophy of ikigai, the moi, or the close-knit group of friends, plays an important role in their longevity. Sardinia, Italy. Locals on this island consume plenty of vegetables and one or two glasses of wine per day. As Okinawa, the cohesive nature of this community is another directly related to longevity. Loma Linda, California. Researchers studied that a group of Seventh-day Adventists who are among the longest living people in the United States. The Nicoya Peninsula, Costa Rica locals remain remarkably active after 90. Many of the region's oldest residents have no problem getting at 5:30 in the morning to work in the fields. Icaria, Greece. One of every three inhabitants of this island near the coast of Turkey is over 90 years old, a fact that has earned its nickname the Island of Long Live, because compared to less than 1% of the population of the United States, the local secret seems to be lifestyle that dates back to 500 BC. In the following chapters, we will examine several factors that seems to be the keys to longevity and found across the Blue Zone, paying special attention to Okinawa and its so-called village of longevity. First, however, it is worth pointing out that three of these regions are islands where resources can be scarce and community have to help one another. For many, helping others might be an ikigai strong enough to keep them alive. According to scientists who have studied five blue zones, the keys to longevity are diet, exercise, finding a purpose in life, an ikigai, and forming strong social ties, that is, having a broad circle of friends and good family relations. Members of these communities manage their time well in order to reduce stress, consume little meat or processed food, and drink alcohol in moderation. They don't do strenuous exercise, but they do move every day, taking walks and working in their vegetable gardens. People in the Blue Zone would rather walk than drive. Gardening, which involves daily low-intensive movement, is a practical almost all of them have in common. The 80% secret. One of the most common saying in the Japan is harahachi bu, which is represented before or after eating and means something like fill your belly to 80%. Ancient wisdom advises against eating until we are full. This is why Okinawans stop eating when they feel their stomach reach 80% of their capacity, rather than overeating or wearing down their bodies with long digestive process that accelerates cellular oxidation. Of course, there is no way to know objectively if your stomach is at 80% capacity. The lesson to learn from this saying is that we should stop eating when we are starting to feel full. The extra side dish, the snacks we eat when we know in our hearts we don't really need it, the apple pie after lunch, all these gives us pleasure in the short term, but not having them will make us happier in the long term. The way food is served is also important. By presenting their meals on many small plates, the Japanese tend to eat less. A typical meal in a restaurant in Japan is served in 5 plates on a tray, 4 of them very small and the main dish slightly bigger. Having 5 plates in front of you makes it seem like you are going to eat a lot, but what happens most of the time is that you end up feeling slightly hungry. This is one of the reasons why Westerners in Japan typically lose weight and stay trim. Recent studies by nutritionists reveal that Okinawans consume a daily average of 1,800 to 1,900 calories compared to 2,100 to 3,300 in the United States and have a body mass index between 18 to 22 compared to 26 or 27 in the United States. The Okinawan diet is rich in tofu, sweet potatoes, fish 3 times per week, and vegetables roughly 11 ounces per day. In the chapter dedicated to nutrition, we will see which healthy antioxidant rich food are included in this 80%. Moai, connected for life. It is customary in Okinawa to form close bond within local communities. Moai is an informal group of people with common interest who look out for one another. For many, serving the community becomes the best part of their ikigai. The Moai has its origins in the hard times, when farmers would get together to share best practices and help one another cope up with meager harvest. Member of Moai makes a set monthly contribution to the group. This payment allows them to participate in meeting, dinners, games of go and shoi, or whatever hobby they have in common. The funds collected by the group are used for the activities, but if there is money left over, one member, decided on rotating basis, receives a set of amount from the surplus. In this way, being part of Moai helps maintain emotional and financial stability. If a member of a Moai is in financial trouble, he or she can get an advance from the group's saving. While the details of each Moai's accounting practices vary according to groups and its economic means, the feeling of belonging and support gives the individual a sense of security and helps increase life expectancy. Following this brief introduction, the topic covered in this book will look at a few causes of premature aging in modern life and then explore different factors related to Ikigai. Stay tuned with me, Zara, on the history and the mystery.